This is the bonus episode for Tuesday, March 29th, discussing Will Smith and Chris Rock. Don't miss the regular episode that went out in the feed. You'll find that right below this one that went out earlier this morning. Jimmy Kimmel said no one could have predicted that the most controversial movie of 2022 would be G.I. Jane. Obviously, Chris Rock did not deserve to be slapped in the face for a joke. Will's point of view was he was defending his wife, and that's a tough position to be in because it's damned if you do, Ted Cruz if you don't. That is great, Kimmel. To me, there's only one more step to make this right. The Comedy Central roast of Will Smith, hosted by Chris Rock. Kimmel, hope they at least get together and have a red table talk or something, because it's a bummer. If you're not hip to what red table talk is, we'll get to that. Just file that away. Colbert, let me say something as an objective observer. It's never okay to punch a comedian. Colbert again. I gotta say, Will Smith was offended by the joke and wanted to stand up for his wife. Fine. Challenge Chris to a duel, or if you really want to hit him, don't laugh. It hurts more than a punch, I promise you. Kimmel, by the way, no one did anything. A whole room of people, no one lifted a finger. Spider-Man was there, Aquaman was there, Catwoman all sitting on their hands. No one helped Chris Rock. We'll never stop talking about this. It was so shocking. The only thing I can really compare it to is when Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ears. Even Kanye was like, you went on stage and did what at an award show? Fallon with a good one. In a split second, the Oscars went from Oscar de la Renta to Oscar de la Hoya, you know? Seth, the Academy Awards featured the first live performance of We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto, followed by an unbelievable live performance of We Don't Talk About Jada. Colbert, that's the worst thing Will Smith has ever done. Wait, I forgot about Wild Wild West. Colbert, I'm kidding, obviously. The worst thing he's ever done is Gemini Man. Someone should slap both of the guys in that movie. Fallon, look, you moved the award for best film editing out of the main broadcast, then all hell breaks loose. Seriously, you know it was a strange award show when it ends with a statement from LAPD. You know what I'm saying? And Kimmel, this was the Hollywood version of your drunk uncle starting a fight, ruining the wedding, and then standing up and giving a long toast to the bride and groom. Will Smith has issued an apology for striking presenter Chris Rock. Will did this on Instagram and said, jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I'd like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line. I was wrong. I am embarrassed, and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There's no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. Violence in all forms is poisonous and destructive. He also included in the note an apology to the Academy, the producers of the show, all of the attendees, and everybody watching around the world, as well as the family of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams, and those involved with the film for which he won Best Actor. I deeply regret that my behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us. I am a work in progress. The LA Times points out that Chris Rock, Will Smith, and Jada Pinkett Smith do have some history. Chris Rock appeared on an episode of Smith's sitcom The Fresh Prince back in 1995, and was a voice actor along Jada Pinkett Smith in three animated Madagascar films. All right, but Chris Rock has used Jada as a punchline before at the Academy Awards in 2016. For the second year in a row, all 20 acting nominees were white. Will Smith was not nominated for his role in the sports drama Concussion. Pinkett Smith publicly declared that she was boycotting the Oscars and would not attend. The LA Times recaps, in a video announcing her decision, she addressed Chris Rock, who had already been announced as that year's host, saying, hey, Chris, I won't be at the Academy Awards and I won't be watching, but I can't think of a better man to do the job at hand this year than you, my friend. In his opening monologue, Chris Rock said, what happened this year? What happened? People went mad. Spike got mad. Sharpton got mad. Jada went mad. And Will went mad. Everybody went mad, you know? It's quite like Jada got mad. Jada said she's not coming, protesting. I'm like, isn't she on a TV show? Jada's gonna boycott the Oscar? Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited. Jada's mad her man Will was not nominated for Concussion. I get it. I get it. Tell you the truth. I get it. You get mad. Said it's not fair that Will was this good and didn't get nominated. You're right. It's also not fair that Will was paid $20 million for Wild Wild West, okay? Jada Pinkett Smith commented on the jokes days later when the paparazzi asked her, and she said, hey, look, it comes with the territory. We got to keep moving. We got a lot of stuff we handle, a lot of stuff going on in our world right now. We got to keep moving. The LA Times adds, it probably didn't help that the couple had been the butt of a joke earlier in the night. All of us, including me, forgot that Regina Hall did that bit about a single woman bringing some sexy men backstage. Remember that? By the way, let's gender flip that bit sometime. Let's not get into that today. Regina Hall said to Will Smith on stage, you're married, but you know what? You're on the list, and it looks like Jada approved you, so you get on up here. All right. Now, as part of that, Will and Jada have spoken about a period of non-monogamy in their relationship. In 2018, Jada launched Red Table Talk, a talk show on Facebook Watch, in which she was on with her mother and daughter having intimate conversations. In the most well-known and widely memed episode, Pinka Smith and Smith discussed their relationship, which many have deemed as monogamish, and said, "We broke up within our marriage and got back together again, and we had to rebuild with new rules and something way completely different." On Monday, the Academy said they had condemned Will Smith's actions and were starting a formal review. "The Academy condemns the actions of Mr. Smith at last night's show. We have officially started a formal review around the incident and will explore further action and consequences in accordance with our bylaws, standards of conduct, and California law." I watched the Oscars. I can tell you what happened. Chris Rock cracked a joke. Will Smith walked up to the stage and slapped him. That's what happened. That's the review. What are you guys doing? Apparently, leadership, quote, strongly considered, unquote, removing Will Smith from the Oscars telecast. There were immediate discussions, but the Academy decision makers were seated in various spots in the Dolby Theater and couldn't mobilize to make a decision before he won Best Actor. Yeah, because there was like an hour in between there. Also, do you just get to slap a presenter? Again, I'll keep asking the question. If the guy who was there for, I don't know, Best Cinematography gets up and slaps Amy Schumer, does he get to stay? What are the rules? Where are the lines? The New York Times says at least a dozen members of the Academy met virtually on Monday. The meeting was described as heated and divided. There was no agreement on further action. The dozen members who met of their own volition are being described as influential and recognizable members of the Academy, including actors and directors. The group does not have any disciplinary power, but they're considered high profile enough that the Board of Governors for the Academy could be influenced in any response they have. Page 6 has details from inside the room. One Hollywood insider said, "We thought it was a bit. Then we heard Will yelling. You heard it so loudly in a theater." Another insider was in the green room and said, "Suddenly everybody froze and the whole place was like, what the F happened?" The insider told how Smith's longtime publicist, the Academy CEO, and the Oscars producer and the Academy president all walked into a private room, quote, "very quickly with great seriousness." An insider said, "There was a sense that something was wrong with Will. I heard Chris's manager, Jason Weinberg, say, 'I've got to deal with the LAPD now. I have to find out what's going on.' Then he walked out. Everybody was saying, 'Holy S,' even the bartenders. The gravitas was not lost on anyone. There were people saying, 'Oh my God, poor Chris.' People were wondering if Chris's face was red because he was flush or because he was hit." Rock was shaken as he walked off stage to meet with producers and members of the LAPD. "When he got off stage, he was a bit shaken. He was taken to a side room and talked to the producers and LAPD. Then he went to the writer's room and spoke to his guys and left. I mean, these are guys he's worked with for years. No one thought there were any issues with the jokes. If anything, Regina Hall's joke about Will and Jada earlier in the evening, which hinted at their open marriage, was in way worse taste. The Washington Post dove into some of Will Smith's past, not in like a salacious way, but they talked about the memoir that he wrote. The Washington Post says, "For all Will Smith's openness, one passage from his memoir may shed an uncomfortable amount of light on what happened Sunday night. Will Smith writes about his father's alcoholism and violent tendencies, focusing on a particularly awful experience that he wrote, quote, defined who I am. When I was 9 years old, I watched my father punch my mother in the side of the head so hard she collapsed, I saw her spit blood." From the memoir, when his father was suffering from cancer years later, Will Smith wrote that he was pushing him in his wheelchair from the bedroom to the bathroom, a path across the top of the staircase. He entertained the thought of throwing him down the stairs, of killing him, quote, "Within everything I've done since then, the awards and the accolades, the spotlights and attention, the characters and the laughs, there's been a subtle string of apologies to my mother for my inaction that day, for failing her in the moment, for failing to stand up to my father, for being a coward." What you have to come to understand is Will Smith, the alien annihilating MC, the bigger-than-life movie star, is largely a construction, a carefully crafted and honed character designed to protect myself, to hide myself from the world, to hide the coward. Take that all in. New York Post says Chris Rock was consoled by fellow comics Wanda Sykes and Sacha Baron Cohen at a glitzy party. This was at music manager Guy Osiris' house. People there say Rock was composed as he was approached by a host of stunned A-listers. One spy said Chris was very calm. There was a lot of love for him at that party. Wanda Sykes was his wingman for the night. He was sitting at Guy's dining table and people lined up to console him and offer support. Comics at the Oscars are expected to poke fun at the guests. That's what happens. What about Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes? He skewered the entire room. He could have been punched by dozens of people, but that didn't happen. A second source said there was some concern that Will Smith would show up at Guy's party, and there was a discussion about what to do to keep them apart. Thankfully, Will did not show up. Will and Chris didn't get to clear the air after the incident. Chris left the Oscars ceremony immediately and went to Guy Oseri's house. However, Sean Diddy Combs told Page Six the two had worked out their issues after the telecast. Diddy told Page Six, "It's all love. They're brothers." Diddy's the only one really sharing that account. I'm sure it's true. Why would Diddy make that up? In case you're curious who else was at the after party, well, you weren't invited, but you know who was. Taylor Swift, Leo DiCaprio, Robert Pattinson, Billie Eilish, Zoe Kravitz, Shawn Mendes, Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem, Andrew Garfield, Olivia Colman, Jason Momoa, Amy Schumer, Jessica Chastain, Maggie Gyllenhaal, and Peter Sarsgaard, Taika Waititi, Larry David, Trevor Noah, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Elliot Page, John Leguizamo, and a bunch of others, whole other level out there. From People, Amy Schumer assured fans that Kirsten Dunst was in on the joke that involved her at the 94th Academy Awards. Amy made a joke that Dunst was actually a seat filler at the Oscars. Schumer shared a note on Instagram saying, "Hey, I appreciate the love for Kirsten Dunst. I love her too. That was a choreographed bit she was in on." Also, and this is going to get lost, I saw this in Newsday. Late last week, Amy Schumer skipped out on an interview with a major newspaper. Hint, its initials are NYNT, which is rarely a good omen. Amy later explained that she was ill. Wonder why she skipped out on that one. I guess she was ill. That's the story. All right, that's your bonus episode. Like I said, there was a normal episode in the feed earlier this morning. Don't miss that. The plan for Wednesday is a normal episode in the morning. And if there's even more Oscars Chris Rock stuff, I'll do a bonus episode again. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. If you'd like the episodes commercial free and you'd like early releases, you can become a paid subscriber for $4.99 a month on Apple Podcasts. Meet you back here in the morning. Whew.